Today's Shir Mishnah Yomi is Daf Hey Omid Beis in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, and we are dealing still with the halachos of Duchening. We're at Sif Yud Tes. The Mechaber starts off and he says, "Ein Shliach Tzibur Rashoi Lanos Amen Acha Bracha Shel Kohanim." The Chazan doesn't answer Amen to the bracha of the Kohanim. When the Tzibur is answering Amen after each of the three psukim, the Chazan should not answer Amen. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah, however, in Sif Kadin Ayin Aleph writes, the reason for this is Shema Tiskabel Daito, Tisbalbel Daito, Vlo Yeda Lahakros Achakach Pasuk Sheni Yoshlishi. Because in his answering Amen, again, they weren't davening from a sitter, so he'd forget maybe which bracha he's up to, or he would have difficulty starting the next Pasuk, and therefore he shouldn't do so. However, v'im mispala mitoch ha-siddur, but nowadays the Mishnah Berurah says that everybody davens from a siddur, will move to chlo shalotis bal bel daito, and it's pretty certain that he'll know the place because his hand's right on the place. Rasha lanos remain. The chazan is permitted to answer remain. Aye, what about a hefsik? The omen ze eino choshev hefsik. The omen here is not considered a hefsik, an interruption. Because it is part of the Shemona Esrei. It's a part of the davening, and therefore that Amen is not considered a hefsek. But for the bracha that the Kohanim make, the bracha of Asher Kitshanu, B'Kitushasu Shel Aron, Yesh Machmirin. There, we are Machmir. Shebuchol Gabne Lo Yanim Ishon Hefsek B'Tfila. There, the Chazan should not answer because that is considered a hefsek. Even if he's not going to be Mevalvel, he's not going to get mixed up. The reasoning is because it's a hefsek. B'shani amen shebirchas kohanim. How is that different than the amen of the birchas kohanim? B'birchas Hashem yishmerecha amen. That's good for the low heavy hefsek. That over there is part of the intrinsic chazaras hashatz. Shumoda kabbalas habracha. That he's saying that we accept this bracha. It's true. This bracha is true. And therefore, that is not considered a hefsek. But for the bracha that the kohanim make, asher kitshanu, that is considered a hefsek. The issue foot number 81 brings down. Yochid ha'omed b'emtza kriya shema. If an individual is saying kriya shema and he hears the birchas kohanim, so what should he do? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Digus Moshe writes, shemuchuv lishmo es ha-brachos, he should listen, stop ishmen as he listens to the brachos, v'lanus amen acha kol bracha, he can answer amen to each of the brachos, even though he's in the middle of the kriya shema or the brachos of kriya shema. However, he should not answer likewise for the chazan, he shouldn't answer as well the bracha asher kitshanu b'k'shasur shel aro, that is considered a hefsek. What happens if an individual is in the middle of Yishmona Esrei? That was the middle of Kriya Shema. What happens if he's in the middle of Yishmona Esrei? So Rav Moshe finds his Atzal writes also in Igus Moshe, Shekivin Shaladasa Charedim Shayochim Yisrob Mitzvazu. According to the Charedim, this bracha, Birchas Kohanim, is not only for the Kohanim, the Yisraelim are also obligated in this to receive the bracha. Therefore, Mechuiv Lahamtim B'tvilah, so he should stop Yishmona Esrei. And he should listen to the bracha of the Kohanim. This is likewise the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. However, don't answer Amen. Even after the bracha themselves, those Amens, one should not answer Amen if one is in the silent Shemona Esrei. And you shouldn't turn and face towards the Kohanim. Let's say you're in an area that's not right in front of the Kohanim. You're not allowed to move in your silent Shemona Esrei to be in front, upon him, upon him to the Kohanim. And he concludes, Shmimela Pashu Chasa Losum Lashum Adam Lahaskal Espal Shmon Esrei Kishlo Yuchalig Mortvi Losu Kobin Siaska Pine. And he says, don't start your Shmon Esrei if you're not going to be able to finish it by the time of Dochening. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein elsewhere in the Igus Moshe seems to contradict this, and the Das of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Shekivan Shirova Rishonim Lo Pasku Kedasa Charedim, since most people don't follow the Pesach of the Charedim, the Yisrael are an essential component of the Birchas Kohanim to the extent that they have to answer Amen. So Rav Yashiv seems to paskin that Shtika is osur. One should not stop. You're considered like an onus rachmona patre, and therefore you will get the bracha of the Kohanim even if you don't answer Amen, even if you don't listen to it, like the people out in the field who get it also. Likewise, Misha Omei B'Siyam Birchas Hodoah, if somebody is at the bracha of Atoshim Cholochon El Yodos, and the Kohanim are duchening, so the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozan Zatzal writes, Shiyavsik Mishtiko, you should pause over there as well and listen to the bracha of the Kohanim. And this was the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, Sha'af Yan Amen. You can even answer Amen over here. And this is also found in the Chelos of Chuvas Or Lutzion. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you shouldn't answer Amen. And the Chelos of Chuvas Tzitz Eliezer writes, Shlo Yan Amen also. Unless Elohim Kenya Spalo called Tvila Mila Mila Mishal Tzibah. Unless you were davening your silent Shemona Esrei at the same time that the Chazan was saying his Chazar Sashatzi, you're saying it Mila Mila, then you can answer Amen. But otherwise, you should listen quietly but not answer Amen. Siv Chof, the Mechaber writes, Im Shaliach Tzibur Kohen, what happens if the Chazan is a Kohen? Im Yeshom Kohanim Achayim, if there are other Kohanim present, Lo Yisos Kapov, then he shouldn't go in Duchen. When the duchening part of the davening arrives, he should continue, we'll see, as the chazan, and let other kohanim go up there to duchen. Furthermore, the Ramah says, lalos, and people shouldn't tell him to go up to duchen, only tell Yodov to go wash his hands, because as we learned previously, then he has the obligation to go up in duchen. However, Avolim Amrulo, Tzorif Lalos, but if they did say this, then he should go, even as the Chazan, he should go in the middle of Ishmael Esrei, the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, he should go up to the Duchen, the Hu over Biasei Imeno Ola, because the Ramah says that he's over in Asei if he doesn't go up and Duchen after he was asked to or requested to go and wash his hands for the Duchening. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nayin Beis explains, Lo Yi, so the Kohen in general should not go up in Duchen, Shem Olo Yuchel L'chavin 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 L'chavin, because he may get bamboozled, he may get confused when he goes up to Duchen, and he won't be able to continue the Chazaras Hashatz afterwards. Shadaitom Nitorefes Me'emas HaTzibur, because of the awe of the Tzibur, he may not be able to go back and daven properly. He says, no, I'm pretty certain that won't be a problem for me. The rabbis didn't want to allow him to do this, to be meikel, to let him go up. Because he has to move his feet and go. Lalos l'duchen, go up to the duchen. Where all the other kohanim are standing. As a result, the duchenim won't be nisbatel. The lot is batel and sees kapayim, even if he doesn't go up there. The Yishufut number 82 writes, Vim Yesh Kohen Echot Mibalodov. What happens if only one other Kohen? So the Shelus Achuvus Oz Nidru writes that he should go up then in Duchen. Why? Because there are opinions that say that Midaraisa, if there's only one Kohen present, you're not Makayim Duchening with one Kohen, and you need to have two. And likewise, Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same idea over here, and he brings support to this also as well from Rav Tukachinsky Zatzal, that if there's only one Kohen present, then he's allowed to go up there because the Mitzvah Daraisa is not only one Kohen. The issue footer number 483 has a very interesting question. What happens if a person is in the Yud Beis Chodesh for his parents who passed away? And therefore, what should he do if he's the Kohen? Should he daven for the Amud or should he go up in Duchen? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Sha'odiv Sheyisos Kapa. It would better that he not daven for the Amud, Lo Yavul of Ne'ateva, don't be the Chazan, in order that he should be able to do Duchen. Shelus Achuvus Orlut Zion writes, Sha'ovel betoch yud beis chodesh, lo yevatel bekviyas es mitzvahs nisiyas kapayim. He's going to daven every day for the Amud, as an Ovel is wont to do, so he's going to miss duchening every day in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day, and he shouldn't do this. The only way he should do this would be Ela im kein be'ef shirus oliso es kapo v'liachar tefila, if he could go duchen by another minion, so then that would be okay, or if there's tefilas musaf, so that would be okay as well, because by shachris he could daven for the Amud, and by musaf he'll go and be do the mitzvah of duchening and therefore not be mevatel the mitzvah. Sivkot and Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, what should the Kohen do if he's not going up to duchening and he's the chazan? Elohu omeid, he stands there. The acher she'eino Kohen makre, and somebody else who's not a Kohen is the makre. He calls out Kohanim and Yivarechicha, as will be mentioned in Siv Chaf Beis. In Siv Ayin Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah comments that the Ramah said if people told him to go up, then he should go up. So he writes, that's only if they asked him to go up and duchen to go wash his hands before Ritzei or at the start of the bracha of Ritzei. However, if they told him, if they told him after Ritzei, in a rasha la'alos, he doesn't have to go up, as we've already learned in Siv Ches. He says also, look in Siv Kot and Tess over there, that Das of the El Yerab, Nim Marim Mitz, that he disagrees with that halacha, refer back to yesterday's shir where this was discussed in more detail. Sivkot 9, hey, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the Ramah said he's over in Aseh if he doesn't go up if he was asked to. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mepnei zeh tzididu achronim, the achronim paskind over here, da'afilum eino muftoch lachzor l'tviloso, gan ken yal l'duchen. In this situation, even if he's not certain that he won't get bamboozled, that he may get confused, that he won't be able to necessarily return to the tvila for sim shalom, so he should still go up to the duchen, because of a concern that you may get confused, that's not enough of a reason. That's only a din d'rabbanon, that's only a thought that Chazal had. You shouldn't go and be mevatel mitzvahs d'oraisa of going up there in duchening. Nowadays, especially when this is very, very unlikely that somebody will get confused because we all daven from a siddur, the Mishnah Berurah says you definitely should go up. If they asked you to go up, they shouldn't have, but if they did ask you to go up, then you should go up in Duchen. Now we continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Vafilu ein shom koin elohu. lo yisros kapov. Elam kein muftoch lo shiachzel tfiloso b'lo teref adas. Even if you're the only kohen there, and they won't have duchening without you, and you're the chazan, so then you still shouldn't go up there unless you're certain that you'll be able to go and return back to the place without getting confused. But shemahu muftoch b'kach, if you are certain that you're able to do this, even shein shom kohen elhu, since there is no other kohen other than you, then yiso es kapov, then you are allowed to go up and duchen, kadesh lo tizbat on nesias kapayim, in order that the nesias kapayim shouldn't be not performed that day. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Ayin Vav writes, Muftoch lo shiyaso, if he's certain that he'll be able to go back, ula didon shemispalim mitoch hasidr. Nowadays that we daven with a sidr, heve ke muftoch lo shiyachzor l'tfiloso. Then we can assume, every single person can assume that he would be capable to go back to the place of Sim Shalom after the duchening. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mikomoko, nevertheless, kishayesh kohanim acherim lo yakor raglav. If there are other kohanim present, he shouldn't uproot his feet. Deha af b'muftoch lo sharinan ela b'deleka kohen acher. But he shouldn't go and do this unless he's really the only kohen there. Possibly if there's only one other kohen there. But if there are certainly two or more kohanim present, he shouldn't go and do this, even if he's certain that he'll be able to go back to his place. That is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. In the Shaar HaTzion, Sif Katan Samach Dalet, he says that this is based upon the Magen Avraham and Rav Poskim. However, he does bring down that the Pri Chodosh is Makel on this, and he says that if the person is certain that he'll be able to go back, even if there are other Kohanim, not like the Shulchan Aruch, he would allow you to go up there and Duchen, Ein Limchos B'Yadim, and if somebody follows this, you don't have to protest. The issue footnote number 84 says, Bizmanenu, nowadays, what's the Psak Halacha? So he brings down from the Sefer Eretz Yisroel, which was written by Rav Tukachinsky Zetzal, HaMinog B'Yushalayim, Shashliach Tziba Nosei Kapov, Av Kishiyesh Kohanim Achirim. He says that in Yushalayim, the Minog was that the Kohen would go up to Duchen, because he's davening from a sitter, he'll certainly be able to go back to his place. Based upon the Pri Chodosh, he paskin that they could go up and duchen, even if there are other Kohanim present. However, he says by the Chazon Ish and his brother-in-law, the Stipler Zatzal, Nagu kishiyesh Kohanim Acherim, Hashliach Tziba Eino Nosei Es Kapov. If there are other Kohanim present, then their opinion was that the Shliach Tziba should not go up and daven like the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber continues. Ketzad Yase, if the kohen is going up to Duchen, what should he do? Yakor Raglov, he should move his feet, Ma'at Bavoda, at the time that the reach would say, as we pointed out, you have to move your feet a little bit. V'yomar Ad Ulechon Eliodos, he should continue davening as the Chazan up until the end of the Bracha Modim, Hatoshim Cho Ulechon Eliodos, and then, V'yale Eliduchen, he should go up to the Duchen, in the middle of Shman Esrei, V'yvarach Berchas Kohanim, and say the Duchening with the rest of the Kohanim. However, v'yakru lo acher, somebody else should obviously be the makri to call out yivarechecho and kohanim, etc. U'mesayim achazin sim shalom, then after the duchening, he goes back to his place, and he says sim shalom, he continues the chazor sashatz. However, the Mechaber does point out, im ha-makri kivin l'tvilas shliach tzibur mitvila v'yatzov, if the person who was being the makri over here, the Yisrael who was listening, who's being the makri, is listening to the entire Chazor Sashatz from the beginning to the end and didn't interrupt, so then the Mechaber says, Odiv Tvei Shiyasayim HaMakri Sim Shalom would be better in that situation, not to have the original Chazan finish off Sim Shalom, but to have the makri, who would listen to the entire Chazor Sashatz, finish off the Sim Shalom. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see momentarily that the Mishnah Berurah brings down those that disagree. So now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nayin Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah comments on the fact that we said you have to be Yakor Raglov a little bit at the start of the Avodah. And this is Leilich Litzad HaDuchen. You have to move a little bit towards the Duchen. And the reason is, V'atam Mishum Hodi Yisrael B'Siv Ches, as we've learned already previously, that shows that you're participating in the mitzvah. That is the Emor Lechem, that you have to go up there and Duchen. The issue footnote number 85 brings down. If you're going to go and duchen right where you are, so then the Ben Ish Chai says, and the Kaf HaChaim and the Shevet HaLevi as well, all agree, you still have to go and move your feet a little bit. However, they say sometimes the Shliach Tzibah, there was a minute that he would just jump in his place. He says that's just a remez. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Ein tam bazeh, and he says, Ulai osam kach lezeich b'yamin. That's just the reminder of some sort of remnant, but he says that's not really correct. What about washing his hands? So here you have the Ketzos HaShulchan who writes that they actually bring the Chazan water over there and he washes his hands over there. Others, however, such as the Chayyadim, bring down that he can rely upon the Netilas Adayim that he did before the Tefillah, or the Ketzos HaShulchan and Aruch HaShulchan say he can rely upon the Netilas Adayim that he did before the Davening. Sivkot and Ayin Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, then the Chazan goes up to the Duchen. Hainu Shiyakor Aglov Legamre. He actually moves his feet in totally. The Yamur Al HaDuchen. He goes all the way up to the Aron Kodesh, to the Duchen. So he can be Ponim Neged Ponim Kedin. So he can be facing the Tzibur the way the Kohanim is supposed to face the Tzibur when they Duchen. The issue footnote number 87 brings down, nowadays, based upon a psak of the Shelos HaTshuvos of the Radbaz and other Achronim, he says the Shashliach Tzibur ain't Ola LaDuchen. Ela Mavarach Bimkomo. The Kohen should not go up to the Duchen, but could say the Duchening from where he stands. He says, Varak Shein Yeholim Kolatzi Velamu Lefonov Olu Duchen. But if the way the shul is situated, where he's davening, he's not facing everybody, then he would be allowed to go up to the Duchen as well. However, the Shelus Achuvus Orlitzion disagrees, and he writes, that the Hanhaga should be like the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shliach Tzibah should be Okeragla by Ritzei, and actually physically go up to the Duchen right before Birchas Kohanim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nayin Tes writes that the Yivarach Birchas Kohanim V'Yakri Lo Acher, that somebody else should be the Makri in that situation. Hainu Shivarach Birchas Asher Kitshonu V'chulei, the Kohen can say over here the Bracha, the Kohanim say Asher Kitshonu, and then the Makri, V'Yachakach Makri Lo Acher Teva B'Teva. Somebody else should say Yivarechecha, not the Kohen who's saying the Duchni. Aval Ein Lo Mashem Makri Lo Tevas Kohanim B'Tchila, but don't say that he should go and first say Kohanim. The Ha'kevin She'ein Shom Eluhu, Hevi Paskin Le'el B'Sif Yud, De La Echot Eino Kori Kohanim. He certainly shouldn't say Kohanim, because as we've already pointed out previously, he's the only Kohen going up there. There's a whole machlokas whether he should say Kohanim anyway, as we discussed earlier in Sif Yud. The Yishuv footnote number 88 says that there are differences of opinion as to after the Duchening, can he say the Ribon Olamim? So the Kaf HaChaim brings down that he should not say it. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that he should say it after the Kaddish, when Cheshbon Esrei is all done, so he'd be allowed to say that Ribon Shalom at that point in time. Siv Katan Pei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, on the Mechaber, who said there would be preferable for the Makri if he had listened to the entire Shemone Esrei to finish off the Shemone Esrei rather than have the Chazan Kohen go back to finish off Sim Shalom. He says, this is Koy Alamuf Tuchanizka Mitchila. This is talking about in the situation, even though he's certain he'll be able to go back, the Komar Da'af Agav the Muftuch, even though the Kohen went up to Duchen, it's certain that he can go back to Sim Shalom. He has his sitter. HaChazan Atzma Yorid Achakach Min HaDuchen Masayim Sim Shalom. And we said that the Chazan can technically go back to the Bima and go and continue the Shmon Esrei. That's Kol Zeh Hu Im HaMakri Lo Kivin L'Shmon Tvilas HaShir Tzibim Tvilas Sof. That's only when there is nobody else that listened to the entire Chazar HaShatz from the beginning to the end. The Kol Shekin Shesu Soch B'Emtz. And certainly if somebody talked in between, they can't go and finish off the Shmon Esrei for the Chazan. Well, Lekach Lo Yochol L'Sayim Sim Shalom. That's why that person can't go and finish off Sim Shalom. And that's why we had said that the Chazan allowed to go back and finish off Sim Shalom. The Achasu Lo HaBrachah Shalom for now, because the other person, the Makri, would be missing all the brachas beforehand, so how can he just finish off the Shemoneh Esrei? However, Adela Makri Kivin Mitchila V'Atzov, the Mechaber is telling us, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if the Makri actually listened to the entire Chazar HaShatz, he knew he was going to be the Makri, so he was very careful to listen to the entire Chazar HaShatz. Hare Shomei HaKonis. So then by his listening, it's as if he said it. And therefore, in this situation, Odiv Tvei, Lachain Odiv Tvei, Shu B'Atzma Yisayim Gam Sim Shalom, then this Makri should finish off the Shmon Esrei, and he should be the one to say Sim Shalom, not the Chazan. Deish Lo Tia Tvila Muvsekis Ba'alichas HaShatz Me'aduchin L'Mekomo, because you will this way obviate the need for the Chazan to go return from the Duchen back to the Bima where he was davening from, and this won't be a Havsoka, this walking, because it can be obviated by having the Makri now do this. And in this situation where the Makri is saying Sim Shalom, the Chazan should listen carefully to Sim Shalom, because otherwise in Lokay, Tia Tvilas HaShliach Tzibah and Tvilas HaSim Shalom Bavad, then his Tvila will only have been until Sim Shalom, and he won't have said the entire Shemoneh Esrei, so he should listen carefully to the Makri in this situation. However, in Sivkot and Peyalef, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Das of the Vilna Gaon, the Das of Grobe Veyuro, the Tov Yosef Sheyesayim Ashliach Tzibah Miatzvot Tomit. He says he disagrees with this Eitza of the Mechaber, that in this situation where you have the Makri who would listen to the entire Shemoneh Esrei, that he should finish off Sim Shalom. The Vilna Gaon says that's not the optimal way. He brings down as well the Derech HaChaim and the Chayi Adam and many other Achronim, Kulam Iskiru Bistomash Sheyesayim Achazim Miatzvot. They hold like the simple understanding that we had. It's preferable for the Chazan to finish off Sim Shalom and not the Makri. The Lohi Skiru Eitz Azu HaMuvoeres B'Shulchan Aruch. They don't bring down this Eitz of the Shulchan Aruch that if somebody had listened to the entire Chazar HaShatz, the Makri, he could then go finish off Sim Shalom. The Vilna Gaon, the Chayi Adam, Derech HaChaim, and all these other Achronim disagree. That concludes today's shir.